He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad you can be here. We are on episode 168. It's easy to see the Gadget Professor. All you got to do is go to thegadgetprofessor.com. Scroll down a little ways. You'll see a newsletter that's hot linked, and you click on the newsletter icon, if you will. Put your email in, and every Thursday evening, Arizona time, as soon as a new show comes out, you will, in your inbox, for absolutely no cost to you whatsoever, receive the show notes. You want the show notes because it is a basically hot-linked list of everything that we talk about on every new show, all the articles, all the apps, and of course, links to all the reviews that we do. So you'll definitely want to get the show notes. We are available on pretty much any glass surface, including the Roku box, iTunes, so certainly make sure that you subscribe to the Gadget Professor. The show notes will also tell you how to follow us on Twitter, which is simple. It's at Gadget Professor. It will also show you how to get to our incredible Rebel Mouse page. And also, I will tell you that you could email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Let's get into it, folks. We have some amazing news. I actually have two gadgets to show you today. One's on the cloud. I've been searching for something like this for about 2 years now, and I can't believe I found it. And it's affordable, which even makes it more amazing. And I also have a gadget that I've been waiting to come out for about 4 years now, and I just finally found a source for them, and I will share that with you, and I think you'll find both of these things very cool. So let's get right into it. We always, not always, but we frequently start off the show with hacking news. Well, this one sent shivers up and down my spine. A hacker says to show passenger jets, they're going to show how passenger jets are at risk for being cyber attacked. And cybersecurity researcher Ruben Santamarta, and we've heard about him, and you've heard about him, because if you watched last week's Gadget Professor show, we talked about how he has been able to hack any kind of USB device, the firmware, and render it a maliciousware USB, and there's nothing you can do about it. So the whole infrastructure of the USB is hackable on the firmware level, and there's nothing that you can do about that to prevent it. You don't even know it's happening. So we'll keep our eye on that. But in any event, this dude has now come out and said he's figured out a way how to hack the satellite communications equipment on passenger jets through their own Wi-Fi and in-flight entertainment systems, a claim that, if confirmed, could prompt a review of the entire aircraft industry and its security. This is even more terrifying, or probably just as terrifying, as the USB stick. So we will definitely follow this. But his presentation, actually, today, I haven't seen it yet, but his presentation in Vegas at the Black Hat Hacking Conference in Las Vegas, he will make these presentations and actually show people how he's able to infiltrate, which is very, very scary. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Speaking of scary, this one just blows my mind. Russian hackers amass over a billion, that's a B with the billion, a billion internet passwords. A Russian crime ring has amassed the largest known collection of stolen internet credentials, including 1.2 billion username and password combinations and more than 500 million email addresses, security researchers say. The records discovered by Holt Security, a firm in Milwaukee, include confidential material gathered from approximately 420,000 websites, including household names and smaller internet sites. Holt Security has a history of uncovering significant hacks, including the theft last year of tens of millions of records from Adobe systems. They won't disclose the victims. I don't have a problem with that. But the thing that's kind of crazy is the hackers did not just target U.S. companies. They targeted any website that they can get in, ranging from Fortune 500 companies to very small websites. And essentially what they would do is they would hack into the website, and the websites, through programming language, are attached usually to an SQL data server. And in English, what I'm saying is that they hack into the website and they can get through the back door and basically rob them of all their secure data. Social security numbers, credit card numbers, usernames, passwords, the whole bit. And they have access to the entire database. Not only do they have access to it, they make copies of it. So this is getting out of control. It's not getting out of control. It is out of control. And you have to be so careful today. Moving right along, I don't know if you're aware that there are cars that are actually hackable now. As you know, a lot of the new current car manufacturers are employing or deploying all kinds of electronics in the locks, Bluetooth, the whole bit to make it more comfortable and easier to get into an accident, but also easier to access your gear. So what we have just learned, again, from this Black Hat USA conference in Vegas, researchers Charles Miller and Chris Vasilek, who have presented many times before, are showing the most vulnerable cars. A malicious attacker leveraging a remote vulnerability could do anything from enabling the microphone for eavesdropping and turning the steering wheel to disabling the brakes. And the most hackable cars for the year 2014 are in, and they are the 2014 Jeep Cherokee, the 2015 Cadillac Escalade, and the 2014 Toyota Prius. So if you own any of those cars, you may want to check in to see if there's anything that you can do to prevent them from being hacked or from someone driving off with your car. Always fun watching the Gadget Professor. You never know what you're going to learn. Rolling right along, sometime last week, you can now legally unlock your phones. Again, there used to be a point in time when we could always unlock our phones, and essentially what they're saying is that you could take your phone, and let's say it's a Samsung Galaxy S3 like I have here, and I am using Verizon, but I now have the ability to go in legally, unlock this phone, and use it with another carrier such as AT&T or Sprint or whomever. It's not quite that easy, but it's certainly a lot easier if the phone's unlocked. It also gives you the ability to buy an unlocked phone, which will drop in price now because it's legal to unlock them, and have your own phone to use with whatever service you want. And if you're clever, you can actually use it with multiple different services. So you can check that out on Google it and find all you want to know about that. Now, here it is, folks. Let's get right to it. This is the coolest thing. This is called MediaFire, and I'm very, 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 very excited about this. I have been looking, as you know, at all kinds of solutions to have a very simple server that I own, that I control in my house or located in my office or a friend's house or wherever, even my own home, that I can load my movies, my photos, my documents on and access it anywhere, anytime, and also stream a movie. And a good while back, probably 2-3 years ago, the Pogo Plug did let you do that. But I don't want to go on a rant about Pogo Plug. I will never buy any of their products anymore anyway. But I have looked at all different kinds of servers. If you remember, I did one on the Zytel server about maybe a month or two ago. That's actually worked quite well. And there are a bunch of other ones. We also did a review of the Transcend. I don't know if you can see this, the Transcend. I still have it. It still doesn't stream, and I still have not received my RMA to return it. I'm not too worried about it. I will get one eventually, but maybe in the interim they will actually allow you to stream on this device like they promised, and obviously it doesn't work. So long story short, just this week, MediaFire, which is a very, very similar service to Dropbox, very similar, dropped their price. And I mean dropped their price. They cut it in half. And essentially, there's a free version which gives you 10 gigabytes of free storage. You can stream, you can share your files, you can do whatever you want up to 10 gigabytes. But the beauty of this one is you can upgrade to their pro service, which is now $25 a year for 1 terabyte. That is a phenomenal deal. So basically, what you do to get started is here are the services. The basic service, as I said, is free. That gives you 10 gigabytes. The upgrade to the pro service is now $2.49 a month, or it's actually $24.99, call it $25 a year for 1 terabyte of storage space. That is a fantastic, probably the best buy out there. They cut it by 50%. It's ad-free sharing and downloads. You get 1 terabyte of space, 20 gigabyte per file in terms of size, which is plenty big for a movie. You get long-term storage, no CAPTCHA codes, which means you got to keep entering names of a CAPTCHA code to make sure that it's you and you can get in. There's direct links to files, so that if you have a file that you want to share, you're able to send someone a link, and all they do is click on that link, and they are able to download and or stream a movie, which is so cool. I'll show you that in a minute. You can file drop uploader, which means you just go onto their website, I'll show you that, and upload a file from wherever you want. And you get priority support. If you want to spend some bucks, for $25 a month, you'll have up to 100 terabytes. That's way more than I would need, but that service is there, and they also offer a couple things. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go into my files. I'm already logged in. This is what the interface looks like, and it's very simple. I have camera, documents, music, photos, and videos. Let's make it easy. Let's just go into videos, and you see that I happen to have 2 videos there. And what I'm going to do to show you how well this works is I'm going to actually go to my iPad right here, and I'm going to turn this on, and I got to put my code in. Okay, so there's my iPad, and what I'm going to do is there's a free app called MediaFire, which is what we're talking about. I'm going to click the media app, and again, I am seeing, I don't know if you can see that, but that's just what we looked at, the basic menu structure of where the files were. And I'm going to click right here onto video. And now you're seeing, I think you're seeing, again, I don't know how the lighting is here. I'm not in the studio, but you'll see the 2 files. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on one of the videos, and it's loading. And right now I'm going to actually play it. So I don't know how good you can see this, but it's high def. And it came up instantly, and I'm actually streaming this live now from the MediaFire server service. So let's turn that off. It works, and it works instantaneously. For $24, you don't have to buy a hard drive, you don't have to do any programming, and it's easy to use. So taking a look at this, if I right click on this, I can copy a link, okay? It's in my clipboard, and if I were to do just a text file now, if I were to call up a text file like in Notepad, let's just do Notepad, and I now just cut and paste that link. If I send that link to anybody, they click on that link and they'll be able to download that file and or stream that video. So that's very cool. The other thing, when I right click on it, I can share it, I can download it, I can watch it. It gives me file options to move, copy, rename, describe it, produce various previous versions, go back and move to the trash. It also has statistics that I could see how many people have viewed it or how much traffic that particular file has received. So I am giving this 5 stars out of 5 stars. I am loving this, and I'm using the free version. I haven't even signed up for the $25 a year service. It's really fantastic, and I think you will absolutely love it. And what's nice about it is it works across all platforms, whether it's Windows, Mac, you have an iPad, an iPod, you have an Acer, an Acer tablet, whatever the platform is, this will work cross-platform. It gives you one place to sync all your folders, and it's really a tremendous value. So definitely check that out. Okay. Now, if you want to have some fun, if you're in the older generation, from the 40s, 50s, even the 60s, this is a video. I'm not going to play it now because I don't want to take up the time, but it's called I Can't Believe We Made It. It's on YouTube. Again, it's called I Can't Believe We Made It, but I'll run a tad of it.
I can't believe we made it. According to today's regulators and bureaucrats, those of us who were kids in the 50s, 60s, 70s, or even early 80s probably should not have survived. Our baby cribs were covered with bright colored lead-based paint. We had no childproof lids or locks.
So it just goes on and talks a little bit about the old days of how there wasn't all the safety measures that we have today and all the protection that we have today, and I think you'll enjoy that video, so check that out. Now, here's an app. Again, this will cost you money, $1.99. It's not going to break the bank. But this is called Launch Center Pro. And Launch Center Pro is an app for the iPhone or the iPad that lets you overcome some of the limitations of the iOS and create advanced shortcuts to save you time and get more things done faster. Calling or messaging a frequent contact, going straight to the camera, going to your Instagram, going to your favorite web page in Safari, creating a new task, and so on and so forth. It's a multitasker, and it shows you how to get to your favorite apps as fast as possible with its own Launch Center. And it gives you examples of how to create and use and connect shortcuts with the Launch Center, how to quickly search Yelp with the help of Launch Center. Newly installed apps not only showing up, but it lets you put them where you want them so you can access them quickly. And it goes on and on, and if you're looking for something that will multitask, this is definitely the app that you'd want to use if you're on the iPhone. If you are on the Android system, you will want to use an app called Tasker. Now, Tasker is $1.99 instead of $2.99. This thing is like on steroids. What this will do, I'm just going to read you a little bit. Here are some of the things you can do with Tasker. It's a real powerful and flexible app to combine contexts and tasks however you wish. Well, what does that mean? It means that you could passcode lock any sensitive application. You can change your phone settings by application, long screen, timeout in the book reader. Make your screen brighter, lower automatically in the evening. It will automatically make your ringer ring higher for some phone calls, lower for other phone calls. It will turn off your home alarm system if you want. It will do text to speech. It will read out loud. It will also read out loud. I think this is cool. Any SMS or text coming in. So if you get a text message, and obviously you don't want to use this everywhere, and instead of looking at your phone and reading the text, this will actually read it for you when you get a text. And there are probably over 150 things that this will do. It will toggle your Bluetooth on and off. It will launch wireless settings at a particular time. It will send an emergency SMS with your GPS location if you want that. That's a great app if you're hiking or lost or you need help in some way, shape, or form. You just click that particular button and it will send that notice to whoever you've specified to tell you where you're at with the GPS locations. And it just goes on and on. It will send up automatic birthday notes and messages to people at particular dates and time. And I can literally go on for an hour about all the things this does. So again, for the price, you can't beat it. And I think you'll find it very functional. Now, here's another app that I use on occasion, actually. I'm using it more and more. It's called Everything. It's for Windows systems only, but it's put out by a company called Void Tools. It's totally free. And Everything is a download that takes up very little space on any Windows platform. And what it's used for is to search for anything that you want within your operating system with or anything that's actually on your computer. And it does quite a bit. It will search for words. It will search for words that kind of mean the same thing. Like if you say something is fantastic or extraordinary, you can put both those words in it and it will bring up every document or everything that you have that has those two words or one word or however you want to search. And it does it much faster than any Windows search product. So again, it's called Everything. Totally free. I'm throwing a lot today. I'm going fast, but we got a lot to talk about and some cool stuff. This one I really like. This is called Sandboxy. This is totally free. It's a little hard to understand, but I'll do my best to explain it to you. You download this, you put it on your computer, and essentially what it will do is it will allow you to try out software or surf the internet virtually. So essentially what you do is you're going to load this software and it's going to give you a window similar to what you're seeing here. And in that, you can drag your browser. And once you open up, or whatever you open up inside that sandbox, is totally separate and virtual from your machine. So essentially, you're totally anonymous when you're using the sandbox, and no virus can penetrate through that sandbox. When you're done, you just basically exit out and away you go. So that's another layer of security. And if you're trying out a new game or a new piece of software that's supposedly free and you want to make sure it's not going to mess up your computer, you can really test it out in this sandbox. So it's a neat utility. We talked about everything. Now, here's another similar utility. Not quite the same. This is called CyberGhost. And what CyberGhost does for you is it's a free download. And essentially, it's free. It's simple to access, to connect from all over the world. 3.5 million people have enjoyed their service so far, which is totally free, by the way. It's easy to install, and it allows you to surf the internet safely online without anybody knowing your IP address. And there's a lot of reasons why you might want to use that. And I'll just give you one simple reason. One, you don't want anybody to know what your transactions are if you're making a dollar transaction. No one can hack into this because it's called a VPN. It's a basically a private access, which is above the actual security level of your computer. It's another added layer. A good example of this is if you live in Canada or outside the United States and you want to access a football game inside the United States or a movie or whatever it may be, you want to stream something and you can't get access because you're out of the United States. The way they know that is your IP address reflects that it's in the United States. What this does is it basically scrambles the IP, so it has no clue where you're from. And if you're in Canada, you now can stream those movies or watch those football games, New England Patriots, of course. And that will allow you to get in without having to go through all other kinds of maneuvers. So check this out. It's totally free. There's a bunch of other things. There's a video that you may want to watch to tell you other utilizations of CyberGhost. And I would check it out. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to the gadget of the day. And it's a very small, inexpensive gadget. And I'm going to actually show you what it is and why I use it. This is it. Don't get overexcited. This is actually it. It's a light bulb, yes. It's an LED light bulb, and this is what's called an M14 bulb. And this is it. This is the whole thing. There's vents on the side. I don't know if you could see that. And let's take a look at it. Now, I found these finally at a price that's reasonable. These are $2.95 a piece, okay? Now, why am I doing this? Why am I talking about this on the Gadget Professor Show? Because this is one cool, inexpensive gadget that will save you a lot of aggravation. And I'll tell you why. I have in my backyard around my pool and in front of the house about 45 to 50 of these lights. They're nothing special. They're low voltage lights that probably a lot of people have that take this M14 type bulb. And this consists of nothing more than a glass bead, if you will. It's like a magnifying glass. It's very well made.